Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
But God with good credit.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Two Bad Guys with Good Credit. I'm your co-host, Terry, with my man, Sean. Sean, what's up? How have you been? It's been a few weeks.
What's up, my brother? I had to finally dig you out of the grave and get you back up to life here. I'm recording this show.
Objection. I'm very accepting of my faults. But I was in the Caribbean a little bit. I was in Grenada, my grandmother's 80th birthday. Really good time out there. Some time to refresh, rethink things. So ready to get back to it.
Okay, so what are we talking about today?
Foolish pride. Sean, you and me, we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago. And I wanted to pick your brain on exactly what this means. So in your mind, Sean, foolish pride, when you think of foolish pride and it comes to business, finances, to you, what does that mean?
You know, I've been fortunate enough to do a lot of business and do a lot of things with different people. And, you know, it just when I see people with foolish pride, it's just like a punch in the face. It just hits you like they're so caught up in how they're perceived and how they look. And they're willing to make really bad decisions based on keeping this pride. Like to me, even just saying, hey, you're right. I see your point. Let's go with it. It's such an easy thing to do, but yet so hard for people to do because they put their pride in front of their decisions. And to me, you know, I always say there's no shame in my game. I'm willing to do what it takes to make the team win. I'm man enough to say, or human enough to say in this time, I can't say man enough to say anymore, but I'm human enough to say that, you know, hey, point taken. Hey, you're right. Hey, let's move in that direction. But some people will be a stickler because they have what I like to call foolish pride. So I'm like, let's knock it out. Let's knock out a show, the top 10 list things that we believe that people do that have foolish pride. And maybe one of these things may stick out to you and you may be like, man, I gotta change my foolish pride ways about me.
Exactly. You gotta try to be objective. Separate yourself from the business itself. Be willing to take in feedback. All right, let's kick our list off. These are 10 ways foolish pride can prevent you from being successful in business. Number 10, inflexibility. Foolish pride can make you resistant to change and new ideas, hindering your long-term ability to adapt and grow.
Oh my God, couldn't said it better myself. 2023 and moving forward is all about quick adaptation and changing. Quick adaptation and changing. Like, you know, I'm looking at people that are so hung up over AI and so AI resistant. You believe that AI helped produce this show today? Like, use the technologies that's there. Welcome change. Oh, no, I'm not using it. It's like the greatest research tool you could ever want because you know what it does? It scours the entire internet in seconds and shoots out the information to you. It saves so much time. Why would you not want to use this tool? Why would you be so inflexible and resistant to change? Welcome change, absorb change, love it, smell it, breathe it. Like, inflexibility is like, if you're inflexible, your foolish pride is getting you nowhere, and you're going to be archaic, you're going to be old, you're going to be ancient in no time.
There's nothing I hate more. One of my biggest pet peeves, Sean, is people who are not willing to adapt and adjust with the times. Keep complaining about days that have gone past that are not coming again. The one way to stick with what's going on is to be into it. Don't just sit there, toss it aside. There was a time where people thought Google wasn't going to last. And look where we are today.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, let me go to number 9. This is one I love too. Refusing help. Pride can lead you to believe that you can do everything on your own, preventing you from seeking assistance when needed or collaborating effectively with others. Okay, let me give you some breaking news, people out there. In order to achieve success and financial health and financial freedom and grow, you have to be able to ask for help and be able to work with others. I know one guy, I'm not going to name his name, smartest guy in school, best guy to work on a team project, school project, because he's like, I'll do everything. You don't have to do anything. I'm going to do it all.
One of those.
But he's stuck in his career, and he's 20 years in his career because he's not a team player. If you give him advice, he's quick to combat you because his pride gets in the way. It's foolish pride. Like, oh, you don't think I know. You don't think I know this already. So I have to show you that I know it. And for then, people refuse. People like that, they never get assistance because you just don't want to be dealing with someone that's so combative all the time.
Yeah, people don't want to deal with you. You lose knowledge from other people. What's that? You know, I'm the young guy on the show, but I'm going to bring an old adage here. If you want to go far, go alone. If you want to go further, go together. So you got to be able to accept help. None of us know everything. And the idea that you think you know everything, you're going to get the results that come from your mind alone. So accept help, be willing to take in feedback, and drop that ego.
Drop that foolish pride, bro.
Drop that foolish pride. Moving on. Number 8. This ties into... To be honest, ties into everything here. A fear of failure. Pride can make you overly concerned with maintaining a perfect image, leading to a fear of taking risks and trying new things that could lead to success. Sean, I got to go off here. I got a story from college. Freshman year, journalism major. I applied for USA Today's college correspondent program, right? So they would pick college correspondents from across the country. You'd all contribute to USA Today. A really big thing for me to do at 19 years old. I got to the final round. I got rejected. I asked them for their feedback. They sent me the feedback. I printed that letter and put it on my desk, and I watched it every day for the next 6 months. Wow. 6 months, they would have another kind of internship round. So I worked on every single thing they told me about. 6 months later, when I applied, they didn't even bother vetting me. They moved me right into the program. I didn't fear failure. I didn't fear rejection. I accepted it. You cannot be afraid of failure because failure is that step to success. Right? There's no success that happens until failure does. So the way I kind of think about failure and look at failure in general is no matter what, if I'm going to succeed at this, I have to fail X number of times, almost like as if it's a prerequisite to getting there. So that in that way, the way I roll like that is every time failure comes, I'm like, oh, well, I had to fail 6 times before this thing hit anyway. So I accept it. I go with it. You cannot let your pride keep you from making mistakes because making mistakes is the only way you're going to learn and improve.
Oh my God. So well said, my brother. And I just have one thing to add to that. And I'm going to drop a gem for everybody. One of Sean Linda's pages. And my life motto is I get comfortable to get uncomfortable. And that's where the fear of failure goes away. We're like, okay, I got this job or I got this deal or I bought this building, whatever the case may be. All right, it's time to, I'm making money. Oh, I'm getting paid and blah, blah, blah. I'm popping bottles. And I got to get uncomfortable again. Like, I work best, honestly, when my money is short.
Yeah, when that pressure is there.
When the money is long and I got all this money, that's when you spend wirelessly. You're careless. But when the money is short and things are tight and I got a budget, that's when my A game is on. And to me, like, nobody should feel my pain. I'm going to, like, put that game face on. I'm going to go get it. You're not going to feel I'm in budget mode. I'm in tight mode. I'm trying to grow mode. And then when I get there, honestly, every time I reach the point, I'm just like, it doesn't even feel like I'm just ready to do to the next. You know, I'm ready to go on to the next because I need to get uncomfortable again. When I bought my first building so I wouldn't get comfortable and love it, so my first co-op unit, I didn't buy any furniture. I just had a carpet that I would sleep on and hang out. So if you want to come by my crib, you know, fine. But just know that there's no furniture. It's just a carpet. And that uncomfortableness of sleeping on that carpet for weeks on end and months on end trained me, conditioned me, was like, all right. And it kept me tough and hard, and no pun intended. So I believe in getting comfortable to get uncomfortable.
I love it. Listen, when it comes to failure, Sean, I got a quick story you love. I was in this kind of entrepreneurship program like 10 years ago out in Colorado. They put us in groups of 4, made us come up with a company in 5 minutes, and then go outside and pitch it for an hour. When we came back, they gave us feedback, then we had to go outside again. The idea was we're going to fail so much and get so much rejection immediately that we're going to already remove the fear. So the first time we went outside, everybody's a little bit scared to tell people what the company is. by the afternoon, we didn't care. We were just like, yeah, you don't like it? Cool, whatever. We're moving on, taking feedback.
Exactly.
So you got to remove that ego, remove that fear. The truth is, most of rejection doesn't matter. Life doesn't tally up your chances and said, oh, you failed 10 times, so you can't try it again. It doesn't work like that. Keep moving forward.
Exactly.
I know you got a point for number 7. Let me hear it.
Number 7, as we go down the list, close-mindedness. Pride can close your mind to alternative perspectives and solutions, limiting your ability to see how new opportunities and approaches. This is just like thinking it could only be your way.
Right.
And not opening up to ideas and suggestions, no matter how crazy it sounds. When somebody is saying to you something that you think is crazy, can't work, just take a breath. Let them finish their thoughts. See from their perspective is. Don't immediately cut them off, because especially with the youth are seeing things in a way that you are not seeing. And they're looking at the world in under a totally different lens than which the lens you're looking under. You're looking under those bifocals, okay? They're looking under corrective eye surgery. You understand the difference?
They got LASIK.
And we still got bifocals, okay? They got LASIK. And that's why I'm saying you have to take a breath. And the people that have the LASIK and the other person that's looking at bifocals, remember, the person that's looking under the LASIK too has experience. So even as a youth, welcome the LASIK looking, the bifocal looker as well. Just because you got LASIK, he's talking from experience. So there's a happy medium.
100%. Remember, your mind is a filter. You can take in information and see what pertains to you specifically. So by you staying closed off to things, you're just limiting the amount of, you know, the amount of information you're dealing with. So why not accept things, listen to what people are saying out there, and, you know, don't be closed-minded about things, because your perspective is not the perspective. There's always other things to learn out.
Exactly. I got to give one more point. I know we're going on and on, but, you know, this is a point between Terry and I. You know, we're working on a little project together, trying to develop an additional restaurant and add to his business that's already existing with him and his family. And, you know, we are looking down the road of architects. And one thing I respect about Terry, he didn't like my initial thought of the direction I wanted to go with the architect. But what he did was say, okay, Sean, let me research. I'm not going to totally cut off your idea. I'm not going to totally reject what you're saying. I'm going to research it. And then me, as the bifocal, I'm going to pull, okay, he's the laser guy and I'm the bifocal guy. Me as a bifocal guy, welcome that. I didn't like really say, well, you're not going to find anything. Good luck with that. This is the way it has to go. I was like, okay, let's see what you come back with. And you were like, okay, let's see what it come back. And we really found a happy medium.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to tell you because the show's going to go on forever. But I mean, I think that's the part of like really being open-minded on both ends. We both had our opinion, but we both welcomed the other party to like, okay, let's see what you come up with. And you know what? We found a happy medium.
And we both learned something either way. So 100%.
That's love, baby. That's love, man. That's love. I got grown man love for you, bro. I got grown man love for you.
Moving on. Number 6.
He can't say it, right? He's pride. Is he his foolish pride? Can I get some grown man love? He can't say it, dog. I know it's hard to say.
You know what, Sean? I love you, brother. I accept the love. This show is about love, and I'm not running from it. All right?
You got grown man love.
Grown man love. There you go. Number 6, a lack of self-awareness. This problem plagues people across all walks of life. Foolish pride can blind you to your own weaknesses and areas for improvement, preventing personal and professional growth. I have one thing to say about this. You're getting nowhere if you don't understand yourself. People who understand themselves understands their pitfalls, understands like how certain bad habits may come to be. The more you understand about yourself, the more you can kind of gamify your own life. You can understand, you know what? I have a tendency to do this. I'm a propensity to do this. I got to do this differently. Know yourself. Understand yourself. Progress. I sense you agree.
I agree. You know, self-awareness is no awareness. You know, I had the same thing with my sister. I'm not perfect. I can say things that are crude and to the point. But, you know, I had the same conversation with my sister. I said, Natalie, what do you think about it? And she was like, you know, you can say, but she understands where it's coming from. And I know there's things I got to work on. I know my delivery sometimes can be abrupt, can be rude, but it's coming from a good place. And I'm aware of it. You know, I'm aware of it. Okay, let's go to number 5. Difficulty in accepting feedback. Pride can make it challenging to accept constructive criticism, missing valuable insights that could help you improve and achieve success. If I rejected all the negative feedback I got, oh my God, I wouldn't be anywhere today. Like, you know, and sometimes the people that are giving you negative feedback are the people that, like, may not be your savior. They're just somebody that comes into your life and tells you something that you didn't really see about yourself. And they may not even be the greatest person. Like, honestly, my first boss, one of my bosses at American Express, I'm going to call him out. Hopefully he's listening to the show so he'll realize that I have the ultimate respect for him. His name was David Benelli. But at the time, you know, I'm not saying we got along. I'm not saying we were the best friend. I'm not saying he was a mentor in any way, but he was very tough. He was a hard boss. He was a matter of fact. You couldn't be like, let me keep it real. A lot of bosses I had, I was very charismatic. I could kind of BS through them, but David was so smart. He could see through my BS.
Gotcha.
And I had to be on point. But the lessons that he taught me, you know, I mean, he'd get me so upset one time. I literally stalked him to the elevator and I had no idea what was going to do to him in the elevator. But luckily the custodian there was cool. And he was like, he saw the look in my face. This is how much he used to get to me. But
yeah.
But when I look back, like things he taught me, like, you know, pay attention to detail. Nobody should know your business better than you, you know, and little snippets that I learned from him because of how he looked at things and how he analyzed things helped me. So I'm saying, you know, you have to accept feedback. And accepting feedback, maybe if somebody says something that negative about you and you don't like it, just you don't have to like rebuttal and fight them down. Just absorb it and be like, all right, that's not who I am. That's about self-awareness. Like, I know who I am. Like, I know my intentions are always good. May not come out that way. Some people may not like it. Some people may be offended by it. But I know at the end of the day, I'm not trying to get over on anybody. So whatever you think of me, if you call me selfish, if you call me this, you call me inconsiderate, I know where it's coming from. So there's certain things that are not going to get to me.
100%. Listen, feedback is just information. That's all it is.
Oh, my God.
Thing is, facts.
I live off the show facts.
Call this show facts. I live off this kind of mindset, and it may not be for everyone, but I look at it. It also depends on who you surround yourself with. So I live off this philosophy. It may not be for everyone, but maybe it can help you out there. I surround myself with people that I know love and care for me. Obviously, if you're in work, you don't know who those people are going to be. But when people tell me something about myself, there is a modicum of truth to everything they're saying. They may not be fully right. They may only be seeing one perspective. But most times, if someone's telling you something, it's something that they're seeing. It's something that will make sense in some way. So I'm not saying I take in all the feedback and say, okay, you're telling me to do this, so I'm going to change myself completely. But if I come across rash in one way, I probably was a little bit more rash than I usually are, right? If I came across timid in one way, I probably was being a little bit more timid. So be willing. It goes into self-awareness as well. Be willing to understand you're not perfect. Take in feedback. All it is information to help you grow. Moving on. Number four, alienating others. Excessive pride can lead to arrogance and disregard for others' opinions, pushing away potential collaborators, mentors, and supporters. You don't got to be the nicest guy out there, but don't be an asshole.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Welcome all people. Like, you have to have a well-rounded group of people around you. Not yes people. You can surround yourself with yes people all day long and stroke your ego, but you're not going to grow with them. You need true leaders want people that will tell them what they need to hear. And there is good to have a couple of people that are just always on your team. That's just good, you know, good energy, good feeling. You know, we call those mothers. You know, somebody that's on your team. You don't want always a person that's always going to be so critical of you. It's good to have those people that are just on your team. But you do need to surround yourself with people that are going to say, give you the hard realization of what you need to hear. And you know, I mean, this may sound crazy, but the haters, sometimes I like the haters. Sometimes I tell them what I'm going to do because you know what? They give you all that like negative and it encourages me to get the job done.
Right.
Telling me I can't do it. It makes me feel like, all right, MF, I'm going to show you how I can do it. So I actually will drop some ideas on a couple of haters that I know, well, I won't mention names, for the purpose of them hating on me, to make me want to go get it done. So
it reminds me of sports. Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, these guys would look for anything to motivate them, right? Give them one look, build it up. Ah, you see that look? Ah, I'm going to kill you now. Exactly. There's countless stories of Jordan and Kobe both doing this. I take a lot of inspiration from sports, and sometimes you need that. Sometimes I hate, you know, we're all self-motivated to some degree, but you can't lie. Sometimes I hate takes you to another level of motivation. So we're breaking it down, the top 10 tips to not let foolish pride ruin your business or financial goals. We'll be right back after this with the top 3 points. Keep it locked for more of Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
All right, welcome back to Two Black Guys Who Get Credit. Sean, hit me with number three.
Terry, number three is unrealistic expectations. Like, this is how you get got, in my opinion. Like, pride can create inflated sense of self-importance, leading to unrealistic expectations and lack of understanding of the challenge involved in achieving success. It's a step-by-step thing. You know, you told me, see, in the commercial break that, you know, the lessons that I take, you've heard them time and time again because they stick with me. And one thing I always say, you know, I'm going to say, get to first base. Don't try to hit the home run. You know, I used to tell my mom from a youth, I used to say, Mom, I'd rather earn $1 million than win $1 million because the lessons I'm going to get along the way will make me keep that million. I bought, you know, one lottery ticket when I was young and I won $100 right away. And that was a big thing. Like that was like winning $1,000 today. And right. I never bought again because it was like, I don't want to win the lottery. I want to earn it. If I won the lottery and won millions of dollars, this my whole credibility be done. Oh, he made this. He started off because he won the lottery. If you're that person that is very gullible and you feel that, you know, one deal is going to bring you to the place you need to get to, those are people that get got, as we say.
So yeah, because you're always chasing that home run.
Like you said. And if you're living a life where you're waiting for that home run because you're not happy, then you need to make subtle changes in your life. Because subtle changes add up to big changes. Like, you know, I'm always looking for process improvement of myself and everything around me and ways to do things better and smarter. So that's real. That gives you a realistic expectation. But saying the worst is, and I know people, I don't got to call out names, that get their loved ones involved in their hoop dreams. And from the time I had my first kid, I'm like, yes, I want to achieve success, but I can't do it at the sacrifice of my people around me that I love. Like I used to Airbnb. I have a brownstone. I used to Airbnb the entire place. And then I kind of made a man cave of the basement. And when my son moved back in with me because his mother decided that he could, you know, live with the father rather than his mother, I couldn't do that anymore because I didn't want my son growing up being like, we lived in the basement while we rented up the top floor. I want him to have the experience of having his own bedroom, being able to lock his door, have his friends over, hang out versus like, hey, don't worry, we're sacrificing living down in the basement while we rent out our entire building type thing. So that's another thing, like your expectations, no matter how big you are, like I know no matter what you think you're going to do, the grand is the grand, it shouldn't affect the people around you.
Yeah, I love the humanity here, Sean. I'm loving it.
It's not reality, bro. It's not humanity. It's reality. Like, your dreams should not affect people. Like, you know those parents that where their kids have to go through endure all this sacrifice because daddy's trying to get this big deal, and it's not happening.
Yeah. It's not worth it. You get the big deal, then your kids hate you anyway, right? Correct. Is it really worth it in the end? So set realistic expectations. And this is why, just to get a bit more on the business tip here, why short-term goals are important. Right? You just focus on those short-term goals, you get to the next step.
Facts.
You got to have the big ambition. Listen, Facts. You want to get to the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. But as you said, the journey is the real joy. When you get there, you usually got another thing you want to chase. So set realistic expectations and go along that path. Moving on, number two, we're almost at number one. Number two, missed learning opportunities. Pride can prevent you from recognizing and learning from your mistakes, hindering your ability to develop new skills and knowledge. If you think you know it all, you're not going to accept anything new. This has been a recurring theme as we've gone through this list, but you're missing learning opportunities. You're missing chances for yourself to grow.
Absolutely. You know, life is just a textbook in itself. continuing to learn, to continuing to grow, to continue to be better. I mean, that's what excites me, just learning. And that's why I like surrounding myself with people that I can learn from, like yourself. So you always have to continue learning, because from there you get, like, you know, people ask me, where did I get my business ideas? Like, it started from just reading the newspaper or reading online, reading current affairs, current, and fulfilling a need. If there's something out there where I can fill the void, fill the need, then I'm all on it, you know? And let's get to our number one, bro.
Number one.
Drum roll. Come on, give me a drum roll.
I'll jump out. Foolish pride can prevent you from recognizing and appreciating the contributions of others, limiting your ability to build strong relationships and leverage collective expertise for success. As Kendrick Lamar says, be humble.
Yes. Yeah. Lack of humility. Like, honestly, you have to be humble. There's so many things I've done throughout my career and growth. I had to have some type of humility, which made me grow, which made me stronger, which gave me that confidence that what I'm doing makes sense. And, you know, and what you're doing doesn't have to make sense for every. You don't have to sell your idea to every single person out there, because not everybody's going to get your idea, the way you're thinking and how you're thinking. You think the real changers of this world that has lived historically, everybody understood. You think if somebody came to Steve Jobs and said, I'm going to create a phone, that cell phone that has all these little icons on them. I didn't even understand what the word icons mean, where people can press on them. And you can pay your banking online, or you can speak to somebody around the world. They wouldn't even understand that concept. So you have to really understand humility. Like, I was pulling suitcases in hot sun. I've done what it takes to rise, and I continue to do that. And I don't care who's watching me, who's not watching. If I had to work, you know, one of the jobs I would definitely consider if I had to work, so it would free up my days and I get great benefits and I would like get a good workout while doing it, I would be work for sanitation. Picking up garbage, I'd be like, as long as it gave me the night shift, like the 12 to like 8 shift in the morning, and if I could possibly leverage a way where I'm just picking up recyclable stuff, oh, I'm in. I'm all in. I'm like, I work at midnight till 8. The rest of the day is mine. I get great benefits. I get a workout. I learn how to throw it in where I'm getting like a kettlebell swing there.
Bending my
knees. And I tell the driver, you do the driving. I'll walk the blocks. So think about the workout I'm going to get at the end of my 8-hour shift. I mean, like, there's a lot of jobs that I would do. Sanitation would probably be one of the top five if I had to choose a job to do, because I just think all the pros to it, if I did that job right, if I got the cardio in, if I got the strength work, you're getting strength work by lifting this stuff, lifting thing, and you're getting camaraderie. You got to work with somebody. You got to be in sync with somebody. And, you know, it's a night job, so I'm not in the hot sun. And I control the traffic. When I pull my truck over, you got to wait till I'm done. Please put me in it. Put me collecting recyclables.
I love it. A lot of people can't do this, Sean. And this is why we do these shows, to talk about this, because humbling yourself, you take the short term, you know, you figure things out in the short term for the long term gain. On vacation back in the Caribbean, I was talking about this at length. Even though this is about being humble, I'm going to give myself some props here. I was living in Harlem. I left my living situation, nice apartment, 126th Street, to go live in a basement for 2-3 years, save money. And now I'm in a better financial situation. I can do bigger things. But I know a lot of people, a lot of friends, a lot of people who knew me would not have made that sacrifice in their mid to late 20s at that time. But I knew what I wanted. I was able to humble myself. Another point on humility, when things go wrong, if you're humble, you're able to adjust quickly. If you think you're top dog, whatever, something goes wrong, you're devastated. You're lashing out. Why did that happen to me? Why this didn't happen to me? None of us are that special. Humble yourself. You're going to get further in the long run.
I'm going to add one more thing.
I love your little plug for sanitation, Sean. I love it.
How many people do you know that refuse to do another job because they think it's beneath them?
Oh, my God.
They're waiting. They're broke. Don't have a penny to their name, but will have this deep political business, theoretical conversation with you, and are unwilling to do like a simple job just to keep their bills current, just to be relevant, just to not go in deeper debt. They will just and you mention them like, why don't you do this? And it's like, they'll give you every rebuttal. Why?
Every excuse, Sean.
Or
I can't do that. I'm like, no one cares. Listen, it's your life, right? If you want to get to the next level, if you think you're going to hope for this one thing to kick off and you're going to be a millionaire in a week, you can do that. If you want to get to the next level, take your time, be humble, and keep progressing. I know people who don't have money. They're struggling with their bills. They're broke all the time. I talk to them
educated. About,
you know what?
And educated.
What if we, What if you cut off Netflix? Hey, what if, no, I can't do that. What do you mean? Well, then you don't want to be successful. You think, this is the thing, right? Some people who don't have the lifestyle they want, but their ego and what they think they deserve is so high, they'll never get to the lifestyle they want because they're not willing to take the steps to get there. They think they deserve this. You don't deserve to eat out every night. I'm sorry. You haven't earned it. So you can stay broke and eat out every 3-4 nights, or you could humble yourself and get further in life. So I had to go off there because I've had so many conversations about
this. Well, listen, dude, I'm gonna end this. I'm not giving a bonus segment. This is good. But I'm going to tell you, know what my favorite dessert is, Terry? You know what my favorite dessert is? You know what I love? Oh, my God. Just put a little sweet sauce on it. Put a little icing on the top. My favorite dessert is humble pie, my brother. Humble pie. I love some humble pie. We had some fun today. You foolish pride people, get with it. It's 2023. Come on, put that aside. We gave you a great list. Rewind, play it again, share it with your friends. Because, you know, I'm Sean Linda, the better half of two black guys with good credit. Your money is your money. Keep in your damn pocket. But if you have foolish pride, you will not get it, or you may not even be able to keep it. And I'm out, people. Peace.
Facts, facts, facts. That was the theme of the show. I'm Terry. Remember, nothing changes if nothing changes. Change that ego. Change that pride. Be humble. Take the steps to success. See you guys next time on Two Black Guys with Good Credits.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.